Welcome to episode 139 of the Jake Boucher Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. And in this episode, I'm going to be talking about what I don't like about marketing and sales, and especially when it comes to social media. And this episode's gonna be very, very quick and straight to the point. I'm just gonna get right into it. So if you have a LinkedIn, I have a love-hate relationship with LinkedIn. I think LinkedIn is a great platform. It's great for business to business, even for business to consumer nowadays. It's a great platform. You know, you get to connect with like-minded people, people who are in your industry. It's great for finding jobs, great for finding clients if you put in the work, if you're in an industry or that requires you to have clients, if you're self-employed, if you have a business, you sell a product. No matter what it is, it's a great platform for that if you use it correctly. There's a lot of annoying things on LinkedIn, which I'm going to get into very, very shortly. So I think about, I don't know. I don't have like a crazy ton of connections on LinkedIn. I gotta improve that. About 3-4 times a week, especially whenever someone requests to be a connection to me. Most 90% of the time, if someone requests to connect with me on LinkedIn, they always have a message that goes along with the connection invitation. And the message is usually, you know, something simple like, hey Jake, I just saw you were in blah blah industry. Want to connect with you and see if we could talk further. Something like that. You know, nothing wrong with that. No harm, no foul. But it's when you actually connect with them that it gets worse. And they really show just how bad at marketing and sales that they actually are. So just today, I connected with someone, I think yesterday, and she had that message, like I just said, in the connection invitation. But then today she came with her real message. And this message was very, very much the same as pretty much every other message I get from everybody else, which is, hey Jake, saw you in the real estate industry. I specialize with clients in the real estate industry. I 10x their sales through my software that my company sells. You would be a perfect candidate for this. I was wondering if you would want to hop on a quick call so we can discuss this further. And that's basically 90% of the messages I get on LinkedIn. They all follow the same format. It's always, saw you're in this industry. My products or service can help you reach a higher level. Let's hop on a call. I'm not gonna respond to that. Never will. It's just so bad. It's just so awful, those messages. Those messages just make me angry because they're just not good, and it's very simple to improve them. I've responded to some people on LinkedIn because they have a genuine message. They have a very genuine, I can tell they're personally talking to me, but 90% of the time, they're not talking to me. It's an automated message that they copy and paste and send it to all the new connections. It's just, you know, they just plug in your name. And sometimes they don't even actually plug in your name correctly. I've gotten various messages over the last few months where they just say, hey, and then it's just like the --, because they forgot to type in my name, which is just pathetic. So obviously I'm not gonna respond to them when that happens. But it's very easy to tell regardless if they just copy and pasted that message, because it's very obvious. They don't personalize it, they do nothing like that. But I wanna talk about the messages that do pop out of me. And take notes, if you're in the industry, you use LinkedIn and you're trying to get clients and get sales, take notes of what I'm about to say, because this can be very helpful. It's very easy to strike a conversation with someone. A few months back in July, late end of June, this woman reached out to me and was very personable. It was, hey, I checked out a few episodes of your podcast. Absolutely love it. These topics resonated with me. I was wondering if, you know, we could hop in a quick call because I'm intrigued by what you're saying and I just want to learn more about what you do. That right there, that's an amazing message. She took her time out of her day to listen to my podcast. And then she was very nice to me and said she, you know, these topics resonated with her. It's like, yeah, I'm much more likely to hop on a call with you because you actually personalized it. You actually made the effort to look at some of my content, listen to my podcast. The other people, they don't do any of that. Just copy and paste, send, copy, paste, send. And it's just bad. And at the same time, with those non-personalized messages, they're being extremely pushy. They're at the end of the message, they're already asking to get on a call with you. It's like, what have you done? I don't ask someone to get on a call with me unless I provide value for them and straight up in that message. So you can ask to hop in a call with someone or meet them in person if you provide value for them in that same message. Just provide value. Don't ask for anything. You just provide value. And it's like, hey, I would love to talk to you more about this in person or on the phone, whatever you prefer. That's what I do when I contact local businesses. I say something. I said, hey, I'm researching or I'm trying to make contacts. I'm trying to make contacts with local business owners in my area. And I checked out your reviews because I'm not going to go want to meet with someone who has bad reviews on Google or Facebook. I'm just not going to do that because they're not running their business efficiently. So that's why I target people, businesses that have good reviews because they're running their business efficiently just based off those reviews. And so I find businesses that have good reviews and I say, hey, trying to make contacts with business owners in the area, and I came across your business, it has great reviews. So that tells me that you're running that business efficiently. I would love to introduce myself to and have like a 10-20 minute meeting because I love learning from entrepreneurs like yourself. Let me know if, you know, next week works for you. Something like that. That's not word for word, but that's something about what I say, half of it. That is works so much better because my response rate for that is so much higher than the other things I've did. I used to do what those people on LinkedIn did that messaged me. I used to be like them. I used to have no talent, no skill whatsoever in sales. But it's just being a genuine human, I think, is what it comes down to. Actually being interested in the other person, interested in what they're doing, and doing your research, showing that you actually like looked up their business and kind of just researched them a little bit. That goes a long way. You can tell it's personable. You can tell that they will be able to tell that you put the time in. That's what it comes down to. Just don't be pushy. Don't do automated messages. Just don't do that because you can make a mistake really, really quick. I think just do your research. It takes a lot more time, but it's worth it because you actually build connections. Oh, that's one thing I forgot to mention. Before I wrap up this episode, this is the last point I'm going to make. You have to strike a conversation with that person. Like I mentioned earlier, the woman who reached out to me saying she listened to my podcast. She's trying to strike a conversation with me. We had a little conversation on LinkedIn, which then led to us having a Zoom and then eventually meeting in person. So you have to actually try to strike a conversation with them if you want to build a relationship. That's the key. So build a relationship, be personable. You got to be personable to build a relationship, build a connection, have them actually be interested in what you have to say or sell. And then you can go from there. So that's where I'm going to end this episode. Just had to get that off my chest. I think that could definitely help someone out there because so many people have issues with simply just messaging people on LinkedIn. There you go. There's episode 139 for you guys. I hope you guys enjoyed. Hope you got value out of it. If you have not yet, it would mean so much to me if you could leave a review for this podcast on whatever podcast platform you're listening to this on. It would mean so much to me. Subscribe to my channel on YouTube, bunch of different content on there. I gotta be more consistent. I'm telling myself that. Turn on post notifications so you get notified whenever there's a new video as soon as it's posted. I got nothing else to say, so I guess we'll see you guys in episode 140 and have a great weekend.